daf chof hey amar aleph. Topic more says chinuus meis about who is tall. The more says now pashtavin or the pumpadisa. Rashi says in the shame of ish, him a person there koyle li ado dailo ad the palga. He reached to ado dailo means the Rashi says before dailo means he was the shamish, he was the waiter. So he reached to the height of ado dailo ad palga to half of him. Or the kuliyama, the rest of the world at his time of pashtavino. They only reach to half of him, or else some say means to a thigh. On the side, the Yoruch says, Ad chatsir koydimat palgir. Means stay for half of him. So it's a continuation of how tall each one was over the other one. Now the Gemara says, Sholu lefne Rebbe. They asked the Shala from Rebbe like this. What's going to be? Hamapeles shvir mole bosa. Let's say Nisha has a miscarriage. And it comes out as a shvir, that's like a sack of skin, that's the skin really of the uber itself, of the fetus itself. So shvir comes out of the isha, shvir, the sack of skin. Mole boser, it's full of meat. Before we had a locha, it's full of water. What's going to be if it's full of meat? Ma, what's the locha? Do we say that it's called a leder or not? So omalehem, so Rebbe said back to them, loy shemat, I didn't hear, I'm not sure what the locha is. Is omalefon of Rebbe Yishmav Rebbe Yosi. So Bishmol Rebbe said like this, that Kach Omer Abba, this is what my father said over, that Bishmol is saying over the name of his father, Rebbe Yosi, that my father said like this, that Molei Dam Tamei Anida. So the Nisha has a miscarriage and a sack comes out full of blood, so you say that Dam is Dam Nida. She's telling me Mishum Dam Nida, not Mishum Aleida, but Mishum Nida. Molei Bosa, what's going to be if it's full of meat? Then we say Tamei Aleida, yes, it's called Aleida. So the name of his father, Rebbe Yosi, it's like a Pascha, and what? That's called Aleida. On this, Rebbe said to him, Omalais, Rebbe said back, Il mole dova chodesh amata lo nu mishum avicha shemanucha. If you would have just told me something new from your father, the first time like I would have listened to you. But achshav now, midaho kamaise kichidoi komar, since you already told me over one halacha before from your father, and that halacha is not really halacha lamaise, because that was only like a yochid, kisumchis, shomim mishum remei, that he said over that halacha, remei remei remei, like we'll soon see what it is. But the Kitzah, Rabbi Yishmael already told over Adova Chiddush to Rabbi in the name of his father. That was only like a Yochid. So Rabbi is saying, I see I don't paskin like you because you tell me over the name of your father like a Das Yochid. So Mei Lohonami, that's to tell me right now also that he paskin that she sees a Shvir Moli Boss that she's telling me later. Shemek Rabbi Yishu Amra. Maybe that's only according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita. And Vienna Loch Rabbi Yishu, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. So Rashi brings down when the loch is said before name of Sumchis was Rashi says of Reis Pirkin that Dam Shabbatei Chaticho Metame Mishim Nida Vichidoihi that the Nisha is mafol a piece of flesh and in the middle of the flesh we find some Dam that Sumchis before said that's called Dam Nida and you Rabbi Yossi said like that and that's not like a Yochid, we don't paskin like him. So Mele Rabbi said, since you told me over that halach and a Das Yochid, maybe this halach you telling me over also is on like a Das Yochid, it's like a Yeshua. Like Rashi says, "Keb Yeshua Amro, the Mishum Or Shvi Luchudim Mitama Mishum Leido V'Yichidoihi." Reb Yeshua Shitra, that she suggests has a miscarriage of a shvir, just a sack of skin that comes out. With that alone, he holds she's tummy. That's called the Leido. So V'Yichidoihi, it's only like a Das Yochid. The Duma Filu Moli Bukri, even though it's full of Boso, could be pulled. Rabban argue on him. Kivun Diena Maruka Mirilum Lehevi Vlad. Since it never had a form to it, this piece of meat, this piece of flesh, it's not called a ledo. The Alpha Gav the Pligri of Yeshua Bishvilu Chodayu, the Mole Dam, Moida, the Lav Ladu. Even though Yeshua says the Stamash Shvir is a din ledo, but where it's full of Dam, there he would agree maybe it's not called a ledo. Because the Dam of Chichole, since it has Dam, that's Mole. Because here, this halacha Rebbe said, oh, this halacha Rebbe Shmuel said, oh, the name of his father was, that if this shvir is mole dam, she's only tummy mishum nida. So who, that should be a proof, it's not according to Rebbe Yeshua. Because who, according to Rebbe Yeshua, that should have a halacha of tumas aleda. So that's what Rashi is answering, no. That where it's mole dam, the dam is mechiyach, it's like not aleda. But, or where it's just tam a shvir, or else where it's mole bosa, the reason why Rebbe Yosi yelled this tummy, leda, because that's according to Rebbe Yeshua shita. But we argue on Rebbe Yeshua. Like the Gemara says, the Tani, we learn like this. Hamapelet Shvir. If an Isha has a miscarriage of a Shvir, just a sack of skin comes out. Shein the Marukan that has no form to it. So what's the Locha? Rebbe Yeshua says, Vlad. That's considered a Vlad. She's Tami Mishum Leda. Just the shvir alone gives you tumas leida. The chomim say no, ain't of vlad, it's not called the vlad.
So that's what Rabbi said. We pass can let the chomim. So according to chomim, it could be even though it's molly boso, maybe it's also not considered a vlad.
Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, mishum Rabbi Yishev. Shlokas over the name of Rabbi Yishev like this. That machloikis, where's the machloikis be ocher? So only machloikis if this shvir was full of like a dirty water inside. Bokar Rashi says Masha b'toichi ocher, what was inside was a little bit dirty, diluted. The equal maybe could say there maybe vlad hoyven emuach. It was called the vlad and it melted down. So that's machloikis. That's why it should be tummy. It is where Yeshua says it's called the vlad. And the Chum said, no, it's not called the Vlad. Albert Solo, where it's clear, the Rihakalena Vlad, where inside it, the water is clear, the Shvir is clear, everybody else, even Yeshua would agree, that's not considered the Vlad, it's not called the Leda. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Leviam, he says no, that Bitzolo Machlaikis, that the Machlaikis is even by Tzol, even where the Shvir comes out and inside the liquid is clear, it's also Machlaikis. The question, what does he mean to say? Iboilihu. The tzolul machloikis is that where the chum argument says it's not called the vlad, and only Yeshua is called the vlad. Abu the ocher divrei hakavlad. But in case where inside the shvir the color there is like dark, it's like dirty, then everybody, even the chum, agree it's called the vlad. Aduma maybe no. Bein bezeh machloikis. Yeshua maybe just means to say that according to Yeshua, even though its soul is clear liquid inside the shvir, it's also called the vlad. The Chum argue both places, both whether it's Och or whether it's Solul, in both places not called of Leda. Morsa Teiku, that's a good Charla. What did Bishur Malek really mean to say? Nothing more says, Mesa, we have a question. It says, Zu Dorosh Rebishur Ben Chanan, this is Rebishur Ben Chanan Dashna, this. At the Pasuk says, Vayas Hashem Elokim Liyodom Liishtoi Kosnasor, Hashem made for Adam Rishon and for Chavom a covering of skin, Kosnasor, Vayavishim, and he covered them. So in this pasuk we learn out Malamed Shena Kodesh Baruch Hu Ois Or L'Odom, a Kodesh Baruch Hu does not make skin for a person, Elim came night so unless he's created. So L'Chura, it wasn't meant to say Almo, the Or Tal Yimilsa, L'Chura of Yeshua Dashens like this. This is the drosh of Yeshua ben Chananya, and that's why Yeshua Dashens. That the shvir, the reason why he says of an isha's mapel is shvir, which means the sack of skin, that tamaleda, because long as skin comes out, that's a proof that there was a vlad there. You see, the main thing is totally, if there's or, I don't care what's inside it, even though it's tzolol, still Rabbi Yeshua would say that it's tummy. It's not like Rish Lakish. The Rish Lakish wanted to say, even according to Yeshua, she's only tummy if it was och, if it was dirty inside. But if it was clear, then he'll hold its tor, even though skin came out. So there's mashma, not like Rish Lakish. So Gemara says, and it says, Alma ba'or talya milsa, loishin och, loishin atzolo. It doesn't make enough community whether it's och or whether it's dirty inside, the water is diluted dirty inside, or whether the water is atzolo, whether it's clean inside, clear inside. So Iyamit Bishleim, if you tell me Bishleim is good according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Bitsolo Machleiki is that they even argue by Tzolo also, Hainu di Yitzra Kro. That's why it's good according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have to have a Kro. Rabbi Yeshua has to dash in this posture that the Ika was totally in the Leda, is that there was a Shvir, there was skin there. But Ela, but Yamit, if you want to tell me that the Yochor Machleiki is the Machleiki, it is by Yochor, only where it's dirty inside, and then the pshat is that the ochre, the reason why it became dirty, because well, the vlad was in there, and the vlad got diluted there, if so, then it's not because of the skin alone, it's so lomely cruel, what do I have to have a pasuk for then? Svar biyamu, according to that svar ochre, that's a svar to say, that the reason why the water became dirty, well, inside the shvir, was because there was a vlad there, and the vlad got diluted there. So l'chur elish ramin, if here it should be a proof, that the Bitzolo Machloikis should be right according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, he even argues where it's Solul, even though it's clear inside. So if it's not the pshat that we said that there was a vlad inside it, but rather this Shavir alone, that's the Pasuk here, that Kosnas Or by Abishem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives skin to someone who's going to be born. So therefore, since skin came out, that's a proof that's called the vlad. Shmamin, it's a good proof. Now the Gemara said that, but the chain Omer of Nachum, Nachum also said, the name of Omer, Rabba Baravua, Machlokis Biyochor, this is the back to like Rish Lakish.
that where is the machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chomim? It's only if inside this shvir it was ochre, it was dirty, the water. But it was clear, then divrei hakol lein vlad, everybody holds it's not called a vlad, and he also must not argue on the pshat, he doesn't dash in the posik. And according to Yeshua, it's only a svar to say that if it's ochre inside, meaning it's like dirty inside, that's a proof to say that there was a vlad there. Aval b'tzolav, in the case where inside it's clear, then divrei hakol lein vlad. This thing more says, eitzvei rov l'rav Nachman, so rov is a kashat rav Nachman. Elo omru, it was said, this Gemara Bechoris El Omru that Simin Vlad Behema Daka Tinaf. If you want to know whether Behema Daka gave birth already before, to say that now the Vlad it's having now is not a Bechor, it has Magdusha's Bechor on it, so that the proof is by Behema Daka Tinaf, that if one time she let out dirt came out from her, that's a proof to say she was pregnant, and therefore that was the first Vlad, and she has another one, it's not a Bechor. Begasa, let's say by Behema Gasa, what's the proof to say it had one later? Shulya, if a placenta comes out from a Behema Gasa, that's a proof to say that it had once an Uber, and therefore the second one coming out is not a Bechor. Beisha, what about an Isha? Shvir v'shulya, either one, either the placenta comes out, the Shulya, or else the Shvir, just a sack of skin. But v'ilu Shvir v'Behema let potter. But if a behema lets out just a sack of skin, that's not called a petah, that does not part the second one from being a bechor. So the question is why? Iyam, if you can tell me a bit shleim, a bit solul, to hear by an isha what type of shvir comes out. A shvir that's clear, you could see straight through it. Machlekes. And on this alone was the machlekes before the Yeshua said, yes, she's tamaleda. And the chum say no. Is Mishum Hochi Isha the Ribi Bekro, and the Pshat from Mishu is like with Dash and the Pasik before. So then it's good that here that we're talking about now is Shavir that's clear, and therefore only by an Isha, by a person, there we have a Pasik. We have Bishan Kosna Orem to say that's totally in the skin, that's called the Leda. And therefore, Pata Bo Shavir, therefore by an Isha, when she gives birth to a Shavir, that Patasa, that makes it Hashem Leda. But the behema, by behema, the liri b'krua, there's no pasuk by behema to say that a shvir, the skin alone, is called a leidah. Is lepotabo, it doesn't give it a shem leidah, therefore the next kid is called a bechor. So then shapav are very good. What's the chil between an isha and a behema? But eliyam, if you want to tell me, b'yachom achleikas, even according to Yeshua by an isha, it's only when the shvir has dirt inside it, is achur, that's when he'll just call the leidah. So michti, let's see, svaru, that's called the svaru. If so, maishna isha, maishna behema, what should be the difference between an isha and a behema? Both of them, luchura, it should be called a leida. And by both of them, the next one should not be called a bechor. So, luchura, takasha. Samora says, no. Mi savrit, who told you? Do you think to say that Yab Yeshua, mifshep shitla, according to Yeshua, it's poshet him, to say that what is called a leida, that if the shriya comes out, it's called a leida? No. It could be even according to Yab Yeshua, Zvukim Misavkula, he also has a doubt whether it was called a leida or not. And therefore, V'yozal hoch l'chumra v'ach l'chumra. That even according to Yeshua, you have to go both ways l'chumra and say like this. Gabi Isha, by an Isha, the question is the next kid called a Bechor? That should be the opinion of Ben or not. Yimamayinu. That's only a shayla moment. Is there a chiyu to be pointed to Ben with the Chomish Loimanat? That's the klali of Sofik Mamayinu l'kula. Since it's only a shayla moment, Sofik Mamayinu go l'kula. Gabi Behema di Yisuru. By a Behema, it's called Yisurim. The Ika, the Legabe, Gizib Avoida. By the Behema, the Shalom, it's called the Bechor, there's an Isurim on it. It's also the Gizib Avoida. So therefore, Safri Gol Isurim is Luchumra, you go Luchumra. So, Samar says, Hochina Megabisha, same thing by Nishir also. Safri Tum Luchumra. Luchumra to Shalom, whether she's Tommy or not, to give it, it's also Chumra. The Yivin is say she's a Leda, so then Lamaisa should have you made Tyre also. Therefore, if she have a shame later, she's going to give you a Tyra. She'll have the young that she dam, she sees she's Torah them. So if you have to say Lechumra to say what, it's not called the later, nor she should not have Yimei Tyra. So really, according to Yeshua, it's only a Suffolk. So first the question is this true? Me, Miss Afkla, the try to say according to Yeshua, it's only a Suffolk. I will crook on me, dash in the posik. So first of all, it's only Midirabon across Machta B'Yamhu. And so across only a Machta B'Yamhu. Oh, Malay Rabbi Chanina Bar Shalmi, the Rav. Or Rebbe, we just said over Rebbe's din that he had a suffix, what's going to be by Yeshvir Molibosa. Or Rebbe Shmob, Rebbe Yossi was the one that said that it's Tomei, it's called a Leda. For Rabbi Yeshiv or Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, they're the one who would say what the Machlik is only by Ochor or by Tzolo. So he has to shout, Lamar, command, who do you hold like? Ma Kaman Svila, that's what Rechanin Namashalmi asked to Shema Shemal Rav. He asked Rav, what do you hold like? Omli said like this, Ani Yomer, I say Echot Zevi Echot Zeyna Choshesh. I say both of them, whether the Shviras Mole is Solul, or whether it's Ocher, Zeyna Choshesh, Yod, it's not called the Vlad. It's here, that's only going according to Yeshua, and we pass not like Yeshua, we pass not to Rabbanin, and therefore Echot Ocher, Echot Solul, is Zeyna Choshesh. It's not called the later. Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, no, Echot Zevi Echot Zeyna Choshesh, yes, you have to be afraid, you have to care about the shame later. Therefore, Rashi says, "Yeshevish you may tumah, but vain lo you may tayir." It's only a suffix. So, therefore, the chumrish you have to have, you may tumah also later, but not lekulish. Doesn't have the you may tayra from a later. And because the Shmuel time, Shmuel goes according to his own time that the chiyosi of Dim Ravdim, he came on me like this: Meyerlem ledochi shofer ben adoy. He never paskin that a shvir is torah completely. He never said it's torah in nadoy, which is the aspher the Shmuel. Mean to say, it's always a suffix tumah. But Levar excluding one case, Mehu Shvir is once a case of a Shvir of the skin, the sack of skin, the Osla Kaim of the Shmuel, they brought in front of Shmuel. The Monach Alechut HaSara Magisa, on one side there was a piece of hair sticking over there. The Chazi Magisa, on the other side, you could see straight through, it was so clear that you could see the hair on the other side. Omri said like this, the Misa, the Vlad Hevi, would have been true that this is a Shvir, that it was a Vlad inside it, it's a Lehevi Zayi Kulihai, it wouldn't have been so clear. It's only such a case like this that you say for sure it's Torah. Any other time, he has a shout to say, maybe it's Tumah, and therefore he was like Shmuel, that Shmuel Taimei, that we are Chaysheshes Levlad. Now it says in Mishneh, V'mhoyim Merukim, let's say the Shvir had a form to it, and then talk it's Tumah later. Then it says in Mishneh, Teish L'zochav N'kefa. Turn around, remember this. Ezel Shvir Merukim, what's called the Shvir, the sack of skin that has a form on it. At the beginning of an uba of a fetus, when it starts to first be created, it starts to be created from its head. It's two eyes. It's like two drops of a fly. Its eyes is like the eyes of a fly. Turn it on like this. Rabbi Chiya, they're very far away, one from the other. Now, shnei chut means the two nostrils of his nose. Kishnei tip is also like two drops. Shel zvuv of a fly. Hatoni reb chia umukrovim zelazeh. Here, they're very close one to another by the nose. Upiv, his mouth, his mosuch is stretched out. Kuchut hasarim, like the length of a hair, or chut hasarim. Rashi, yeah, chut hasarim, length of a hair. Ugviyosa, and it's aver. Ugviyosa is chadosha. It's like a lentil. If you're moist in the cave, let's say this fetus is in the cave, then it looks like a barley, longer the length of it. So Rashi says, he stuka lorka, it's like cracked along the length of it. Now, v'chituch yodayim v'raglayim, the forming, the cutting of its hands and feet, is einloy, it doesn't have anything. V'chituch yodayim v'raglayim, it doesn't have any feet or hands yet when it first starts to be created. V'yolam m'furish v'kavon, this is what the pasuk says, the Niyub, it says, Haloi kecholov tasicheni, like milk he should be. He like poured me out like milk. Or kugvina takifeni, when you chilled me up, you may curled me up like cheese. Or ubosa tabisheni, you should cloth me with skin and flesh. Viatzomus a gidim, and the bones and the gidim are a nerves, veins. To sochmen, you should cover me with. Yechayim v'chesed sisimodi of kudasecho shomeruchi. You should watch myself. Sakoponim, it's mashma over here. The kids are like very small at the beginning from the rosh. Then it starts to be formed the hands and the feet later on. Now the ein boit kenoisa, you don't check out this shvir or this fetus. But mayim, can't tell it out in water like soaking in water to see if it has a form or not. Shemayim asin, because the water is too strong for it. Like too hard for it, and it may ruin it. Or the Torah denoisa, and it'll ruin it. Ella rather, Boit Kenoisa, you have to check out the